Praise the Lord, everyone. Well, it's good to be here as always, and we're going to be using the portable keyboard again tonight because we're still having some trouble with the pedal on the baby grand, so if you could keep that situation in prayer, we would like to get that resolved, but thank God we do have a backup, so we will proceed as best we can here tonight. Praise the Lord. And first and foremost, we're going to open with a prayer. Father in heaven, we come to thee in prayer this night, thanking thee for yet another opportunity to come before thee, yet another opportunity to worship thee, yet another opportunity to sing thy praises. And we ask, Lord, that thou would preside over this service here tonight and talk to our hearts. For those who are here and for those who are listening online as well, and for those who will hear this recording later, we pray, Lord, that thou would do a work in the very core of our souls, Lord. We pray, Lord, that we will reach out to thee in faith, believing on thee as our Savior, believing on thee as our only hope. Help us, O God, to draw nigh to thee, and we pray, Lord, that thou would draw nigh to us. We ask, O God, that thou would bless this entire service. Let thy anointing be here, and let thy perfect will be done, we pray. And we ask this in Jesus' name, through the power of thy saving blood. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to open our chorus books tonight to number 25 and sing Let Go and Let God Have His Way, number 25. Let go and let God have His wonderful way. Let go and let God have His way. Your sorrows will vanish, your night turn to day. Let go. God have His way. Let go and let God have His wonderful way. Let go and let God have His way. Your sorrows will vanish. God, and we're going to turn now to number 13 and sing Have Thine Own Way, Lord, number 13. Have Thine Own Way, Lord, have Thine Own. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy still. me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just tonight, and we need the Lord to make us what we ought to be. So we're going to turn now to number 47 and sing, Lord, make me what I ought to be. Number 47. Lord, make me what I ought be. Help me to be more like Thee. Make me come up higher till Thy face I see. Make me what I ought to. Make me what I ought to be. Help me to be more like Thee. become up higher till thy face I see. Make me what I ought to be. Lord, make me what I ought to be. Help me to be more like Make me come up higher till thy face I see. Make me what I ought to be. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord, Jesus. We're going to turn now to number 76 and sing Reach Out and Touch the Lord. Number 76. Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. Jesus. We're going to turn now to number 79 and sing, I See the Lord, number 79. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. He is high and lifted up. The angels cry, holy, Wonderful, but to know that the Lord is right here with us. In fact, we can see Him with our eyes of faith. Praise the Lord. Glory to God, because when you worship the Lord, He inhabits the praises of His people. And it takes us to a place where we are in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. It's wonderful to have that privilege. We are going to sing one more chorus before we turn this over to Shirley tonight. But before we do that, we do have a prayer request to take care of. This is actually for my father-in-law, Samuel. He was having some issues today with his heart and ended up having to go to the doctor. And his heart is not in the best of condition. And actually, the doctor said he was surprised that my father-in-law is still able to function given the condition of his heart, but it's a pretty dire situation, so they are planning to put in a pacemaker tomorrow. He doesn't want to wait any longer, so that's going to be happening tomorrow, Lord willing, and we hope that all will go well and that all will go smoothly. And I also have Bob Halfman on my mind. I know he's had a urinary tract infection, and it's been quite painful for him. So we're going to pray for Bob as well and ask the Lord to touch him. Let's bring both of these needs before the Lord right now. Father in heaven, we come to thee in prayer this night on behalf of Samuel, my father-in-law. We pray, Lord, that thou would reach down from heaven. We pray, Lord, that thy spirit would be upon him. We pray, Lord, that thou would comfort him. And we ask, Lord, that thou would give him great strength. We pray, Lord, that as he undergoes this procedure tomorrow, that thou would be with him every step of the way. Let him feel thy spirit every step of the way. We pray, Lord, that thou would be with the doctors. We pray, Lord, that thou would give them great wisdom. We pray, Lord, that thou would give them steady hands and steady minds. Help them, O God, to do all the right things. And we're asking and we're praying to thee for a good outcome here. We pray, Lord, that whatever is done would be beneficial and that there would be no negative complications whatsoever. But we pray, Lord, that he would be made completely better, Lord. We ask, Lord, that thou would bless him with long life and great strength and great vigor, Lord. Touch him right now, we pray. And we ask this in Jesus' name through the power of thy saving blood. And Father in heaven, we also bring Bob before thee. We pray, Lord, that thou would reach down from heaven. We ask, Lord, that thou would touch him, and we pray, Lord, that thou would heal him of this illness, Lord. We know he's been in a lot of pain lately, and we pray, Lord, that thou would completely take all of that pain away. We ask, Lord, that thou would heal him completely. Reach down from heaven and let thy healing virtues flow right now, we ask, for we know that thou art able to do all things and that nothing is impossible with thee. So touch him, we right now we pray, and we ask this in Jesus' name, through the power of thy saving blood. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And we are going to sing one more song tonight. Let's turn to number 128 in the chorus book. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, number 128. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of the grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we will now be opening our Bible. Shirley is going to lead a Bible study. Praise the Lord.
Praise you, the Lord. So thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise our God. Oh, it's good to be here tonight. I do love that we could turn our eyes upon Jesus. Oh my, it's a wonderful thing when our focus changes from the things of this world to the heavenly. And while through eyes of faith we can see the Lord, you know, you can imagine how wonderful that must have been when Isaiah had that vision of God Almighty. Oh, what amazing thing that must have been. And praise the Lord, our eyes shall also behold Him one of these days. So praise the Lord. What a moment that's going to be. Oh, yes, to stand in His majesty and in His greatness and realize, oh my, that we're forever at home in the presence of the Lord. Oh, praise our God. It's a wonderful thought, isn't it? Amen. We're going to pray, and I want to bring Mackenzie before the Lord here tonight, too. I know she's quite sick, and we're going to believe God to move in a very special way. Praise the Lord. And I'm also going to pray for Brother Tim's mother. LaVon is her name, and she did have a knee surgery just recently, and there was a problem. They had to take her by ambulance on the weekend because there was like a formation of blood that was accumulating on her knee, and it was very painful. But praise the Lord, they haven't had to do anything as far as I know. We just been praying, and it's It's starting to lessen that big mess of blood. And anyway, I believe the pain's starting to go away. And praise the Lord, that's our God. Praise the Lord, we're believing that God's going to work mightily. And oh yes, he's going to show himself to this dear woman. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Let's pray as we begin here tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you that we can join here together. We thank you that we know that where two or three are gathered together in your name, Lord, that there you are in our midst. And oh God, you're here tonight. You're here, oh Lord, as we gather, oh yes, miles apart. In most cases, Lord, but oh God, thou knowest, oh God, how to bring down thy presence. You know how to deal with each and every one of us, Lord. Oh God, you know our individual needs, Lord Jesus. We pray, oh Lord, oh God, that you would move here tonight. Oh Lord, that this word would go forth. Oh Lord, to perform that which would please thee, Lord. Oh God, that which is needed for this moment. Oh God, in this world that we live in, oh Lord, we know that we need you, Lord. We thank you for this privilege, God. We thank you, O Lord, O God, for the faith that you put within our hearts. O God, the opportunities that you've given us, Lord. O God, that we can gather. O God, even at a great distance. And O Lord, all be a participant to thy kingdom. O Lord, all be partakers of thy presence, O Lord. And I pray that you would come down, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would move the mountains, the obstacles, the things, O God, that are in the way. I pray that you give every one of us eyes of faith that we might see and understand and go forward, Lord, and to believe you, Jesus, for the things that we need, Lord. Oh God, the mountains in the way, Lord, the things that need to be overcome, Lord. Oh God, that we'd all overcome, oh Lord, to be able to stand before thee. I pray that you'd work, Lord. I pray that you would heal Mackenzie, Lord. Oh God, that you'd help her body to tolerate the things that it needs, Lord Jesus. I pray, oh God, that, oh God, you'd heal her completely, 100%, Lord. And, oh God, any poisons that need to leave, I pray that they will in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. And I pray that you would strengthen her, Lord. Oh God, that you give her, oh Lord, oh, exactly what is needed, Lord, to sustain health, Lord. Oh God, that you'd move in Jesus' name. Give her strength, oh Lord. Give her a healing touch from thee, Lord Jesus. Make her every whit whole. Take her through this trial. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I pray also for Brother Tim's mother, Levon, Lord, that you continue to talk to her heart and help her, Lord. Pray that you would move in her life and set her free, Lord, from the Catholic religion, Lord. And I pray, oh God, that you'd use this for thy kingdom, for thy name's sake, oh Lord. Oh God, that the answers would come. Oh Lord, I pray that she'd be able to walk again, Lord. That, oh Lord, her knee would bend properly, that it would heal. Oh God, miraculously even, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that there would be no more accumulation of blood in that area, that puddle of blood, Lord. And oh God, oh Lord Jesus, that, oh Lord, the great pain would leave in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you know the needs of all your people, Lord. And I pray, oh Lord, that you touch here tonight. Oh God, touch Wild too, Lord. I know if she needs thy strength, I ask you to heal her arm, Lord, that she can move it again, Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would be healed, oh Lord. Oh God, that you touch this infirmity, Lord God, and help her, oh Lord. Oh God, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, you know every need, Lord. Help our people, Lord Jesus. Oh God, touch those that are in pain, suffering, recovering. Oh God, needing all thy help, O Lord, in one way or the other. Help those with heavy burdens, Lord Jesus. Oh God, comfort those that mourn. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, work in the hearts that are not yet yielded to thee, Lord. Oh God, I pray that you'd work here tonight, that thy will would be done, Lord. Use this word. I give it to you, Lord. Oh God, I know I can do nothing without you. Ask you, Lord, to have recourse. Oh God, to work here, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. By the power of the blood, help your people, Lord. Move the mountains in Jesus' name. And oh God, give us great victory. Help us all to overcome. In the name of Jesus, I ask. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise our God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. We serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God, right? He's not limited by anything. There is no limit to his understanding, his ability, or his strength. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to be talking tonight about the victory that overcometh the world. Oh, praise the Lord. We're all pilgrims. We're all strangers in this world. And we're all in the midst of a battle, a spiritual battle, one way or the other. And oh, yes, we all have needs to overcome. We've got the flesh, we've got the world, and we've got the devil. And oh my, they all can kind of just be nasty at times. But praise the Lord, God knows how to give us his strength and great victory in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's just go to 1 John here to begin and end. Familiar scripture here for the first moment here. Let's go to 1 John chapter 2, verses 15, 16, and 17. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, verse 15 here, 1 John chapter 2. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, everything on this earth is, oh boy, fading away, isn't it? It's languishing as, oh yes, we discussed last week, and oh my, it's fading. It's going the wrong direction in so many ways. But praise the Lord, if our eyes are on Jesus, well, if our heart is given to the Lord, if we're seeking to do his will, if we're aiming to do his will, oh yes, we can abide forever. Praise the Lord. And that is our great hope as individuals, as pilgrims and strangers in this world. Oh yes, we have a hope beyond this world that is fading fast. But praise the Lord, that's not where our expectations are. That's not where our thoughts are. We're looking for that city which hath foundation, whose ruler and maker is God. Amen. Our eyes are looking for that which is heavenly. And praise the Lord, we know that this is something to desire above all else. Because yes, everything that we see with our eyes, as far as things that are substance, they're all going to fade. Amen. It's all going to vanish. The world is going to pass away and all the lust thereof. But praise the Lord, he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. Oh, praise our God. Oh, what a hope we have in the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'd like you to turn the pages or page, perhaps. I'm not sure. We're just going to go to 1 John, the 5th chapter, and discuss some of this here, this portion of scripture here. 1 John chapter 5. Praise the Lord. Verse 1 here. 1 John chapter 5 tells us, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. And I just want to take this verse into two sections here and explain it just a little bit. Praise the Lord. It tells us here, the first portion of this verse, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And as we ponder on this, if we think on this, I want to go to some scripture here. And I'm going to turn here to Matthew chapter 16 here to begin. And there's a key thought here that I want us to grasp, because we can't really know who Jesus is except that it would be revealed to us. And I believe these scriptures will verify that very point. And I believe that's what this first portion of 1 John 5 verse 1 talks about. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, it's good to come by revelation. Here, looking at Matthew 16 here. Let's begin with verse 13 here. Matthew 16, verse 13 tells us, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And let's look at Jesus' response to that very profound answer. Verse 17, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Oh my, here it was, the one who had been prophesied, oh yes, for all those centuries before. The one that they were looking for, oh yes, the Messiah, the anointed one, the Christ. And here he was on the face of the earth walking, oh, the shores of Galilee, and oh yes, all those areas there, the land of Judea and Galilee, and also in Samaria, and wherever the Lord had him to go. But oh my, there was something that so many did not understand. They couldn't see, they couldn't understand. They comprehended that he was the son of Joseph, which was not even accurate. Joseph just was the custodian in that sense. He was not born of Joseph. But, oh my, praise the Lord, Simon Peter got it. Oh, yes, because it was revealed to him. Oh, yes, a very essential detail to know that he was the Christ. In other words, the anointed one, the Son of the living God. And yes, Jesus told him that flesh and blood had not revealed it unto him. But it was the Spirit of the living God, his Father, which was and is in heaven. And praise the Lord. Yes, he went on to say, yes, you are Peter. And then he said, upon this rock I will build my church. That rock that church of the living God is established on is that revelation, that very essential detail that we all must know in order to be the children of the living God. That Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And yes, this is something that we must have revealed to us. And yes, that is the truth that the church of the living God is built upon. And praise our Lord. Oh, it's such a fact. Oh, it is so true. It is so established that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Amen. Oh, yes, nothing can change it. Nothing can alter it. It is established. It is going forth. It is a victorious church. A church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Holy and without blemish. Praise the Lord. And Jesus did give to Peter the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And praise the Lord, he was the one that opened the door of salvation on the day of Pentecost. Amen. He told them, oh yes, what they must do to be saved. Oh yes, Acts 2:38. Oh yes, and Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. And that promise wasn't just for those few that were gathered there, or actually it was a huge crowd for, you know, our thinking, you know, but it wasn't just restricted to that moment, but it was to those people and to their children and to all that are afar off, and as many as the Lord our God shall call. And praise the Lord, he's still calling today. He's still knocking at the heart's door and saying, let me in. Oh, let me come in and make my abode with thee. Oh, praise the Lord for that. And Peter was given those keys. He opened up that door to salvation. And oh yes, he opened it up for the Samaritans in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. And he did it in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts also to those that were Gentiles there, the household of Cornelius. Oh, praise the Lord. And God, yes, used him in that capacity. But as far as that revelation that he was the Christ, he charged them at that moment that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Oh no, because not that he wasn't, because definitely he was, but because it had to be revealed to them. Praise the Lord. Let's also go to Luke, the 10th chapter, to also deal with this detail also. Praise God. Luke chapter 10. Praise the Lord. Starting with verse 17 here. Luke 10, verse 17. It says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Praise the Lord. Do we see the power that the Lord has given the church? Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, we can trample the enemy. And I'm talking about spiritual entities and, oh, yes, powers. Oh, yes, like those under Satan. Praise the Lord, and God has given his church that power to tread, oh yes, to trample those serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, over all the power of the enemy, and declaring, nothing shall by any means hurt you. Oh, praise the Lord. That's the power that he's given the church of the living God. Amen. Oh, yes. There's nothing too great for our Lord. And he's given us power and authority also to withstand those powers that be. Amen. He went on to say in verse 20, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. That's a wonderful thought. Oh, yes, to be joint heirs with Christ, to have our names written in the book of life. Oh, yes, that we could be heirs of salvation. Oh, yes. And oh, yes, find eternal life with the Lord Jesus. Amen. He went on to say in verse 21, In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemeth good in thy sight. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Oh, praise the Lord. If the Lord has revealed himself to you, oh, yes, as you can acknowledge Jesus as the Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. You know that that is a great gift. Oh, it's a great blessing. Oh, yes, even beyond our comprehension. Praise the Lord. And it's been given to us by revelation. Amen. God Almighty himself revealing himself to us. Oh, yes, the man, Christ Jesus. Oh, yes, God robed in flesh. God who is a spirit. Put on flesh that he might come and dwell among his people and redeem them, saving them from their sins. Oh, yes, restoring back that fellowship. Oh, yes, that had been lost when sin entered into the world. Oh, praise the Lord. What a great gift we are given. Oh, praise the Lord. And what a wonder it is. If we can see and understand that Jesus is Christ, the Son of the living God, the Anointed One, the Messiah, He who was prophesied that should come into this world, the Son of God, in other words, the flesh, the body of God Almighty. Praise the Lord. So back here in 1 John chapter 5, it tells us, again, that first portion of that first verse. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Yes, because he comes by revelation. And, you know, not everybody sees it and understands it. Then it goes on to say, And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. In other words, if you say that you love God, you can't love God without loving Jesus Christ and embracing him. The Jews had a bit of a problem with that. Oh my, and John the Baptist had to come right out and just, you know, make some statements here. If we look at Luke the third chapter here, a few verses, a couple verses here. Oh, praise the Lord. Luke 3. Praise the Lord. Let's start with verse 7 here. It says, Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. So, you know, there was a bit of pride often in those that, you know, that thought they were descendants of Abraham. And that to them made them above other people, superior to other people. And you know, also it made them think that, you know, they were automatically in good standing with God, so to speak. But John the Baptist is bringing forth the detail that there's a need to repent. Oh my, before you can find the Lord Jesus, before your sins can be forgiven, and we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Oh, there is none righteous, no, not one. None of us have anything to boast of. Our good deeds is not going to take us to heaven. And here, yes, he was addressing some of those in that multitude that came forth to be baptized, and he was calling them vipers, in other words, snakes. And you know, why are you here, you snakes? In other words, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? And yes, he said, you must bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. You've got to be repentant in your heart. You've got to be humble in your heart. You've got to acknowledge your sin and turn it over to God before I can baptize you. And yeah, just a detail that, you know, you believe that Abraham is your father is not sufficient. That isn't going to save you. It's not enough. Oh, God can raise up stones unto, you know, as his children, if he so will. Praise the Lord. But oh yes, John the Baptist, let it be known. Oh, there's something that is extremely important, and that is the need to repent. To humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that you might be exalted in due time. And also we see in Jesus' discourse in the 8th chapter of the book of John, oh yes, that Jesus had to bear down here to the Jewish people. Let's look at John, the 8th chapter. Let's look at verse 20 here to begin. Verse 20 here in John 8 states, these words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Oh, they wanted to, though. Verse 21 says, then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. I mean, these were Jewish people he was addressing here. And again, they thought they were very good. They thought everything was just very fine, you know. And, you know, they were, oh boy, descendants of Abraham. And boy, fit in the eyes of God. And so they didn't get it, did they? Verse 22 tells us, then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he said, whither I go, ye cannot come. I suppose they were thinking maybe he was going to commit suicide and, you know, be damned because of that. You know, but no, that wasn't the point at all that Jesus was getting at. Verse 23 bears down. It says, and he said unto them, ye are from beneath. I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. See, there's a distinction between the children of God and those that, oh yes, follow the Lord Jesus and those that are of the world. Verse 24 tells us, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. And this is a very strong point that I want you to all realize. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Oh yes, the one that, oh yes, had been revealed to Moses under the burning bush there. God, who identified himself as the great I am. Here he was in the form of a man. The man Christ Jesus, the Son of God, who had come to this world to save us from our sins. Addressing the people, and yet they knew him not. And here, very clearly to the point, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Oh my, yes, this discourse continues. And oh, he even told them that they were of their father, the devil. He identified whose children they were as this chapter continues. And oh my, what a point it was. Oh yes, because, oh, before this whole thing is over, they are taking up stones to cast at him. But of course, his time had not yet come. And so, yes, Jesus hid himself. It tells us in verse 59, he went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. But he declared in verse 47 in this 8th chapter of John, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. See, that's very telling. That hunger and thirst for righteousness which God puts in those that he is drawing unto himself. If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Oh, as Jesus talked and declared in the 12th chapter of the book of John. Oh yes, that very essential detail to hear the words of God. And oh yes, that ability to have ears to hear, eyes to see, a mind that can comprehend. Oh, that's a blessing beyond our comprehension. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh yes, no, it's a very important detail that we see and understand who Jesus Christ is, that he wasn't just a man, but no, he was God robed in flesh, who came to this world to save us from our sins. I think the 9th chapter of the book of Acts is so revealing also. And I certainly don't have time to read that whole chapter by any means. But if you know the story, it was Saul of Tarsus who became Paul the Apostle on the road to Damascus. And he was breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. And, oh yes, he had gone to the high priest and he had got letters, permission to go into the synagogues, even to Damascus. And oh yes, to bring back bound any of them that were Christians. But praise the Lord, as he journeyed, oh yes, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shone a light, a brilliant light from heaven. It tells us in verse 4 of Acts chapter 9, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, what a wonderful intervention in the life of Saul of Tarsus. But he thought he was doing God service by persecuting Christians. But oh my, how different the truth was. And God intercepted him, oh, on that road to Damascus. And all at once, that revelation, oh, the one that he persecuted. Oh, God Almighty declared he was persecuting Jesus and identified himself as Jesus. I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Oh my, trying to do something in the name of the Lord and, obviously very contrary to the will of God and the ways of God. Oh, yes. But, oh, God revealed himself to that man. And what a wonder it is. So, praise the Lord, I believe. Yes, this first verse here in 1 John 5. Oh, yes. That revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, yes. When that's made known to us, oh, praise the Lord, a work is being done within our very being. Praise the Lord. And yes, we can't say that we love God and not acknowledge Jesus Christ. There is no way. So we continue in 1 John chapter 5, Verse 2, by this we know that we love the children of God. When we love God and keep His commandments, oh my, these are indicators of our life in Christ. You know, that love to God and to His brethren, as Brother Samuel brought out on Sunday. And yes, that need to keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not grievous. You know, it's going to be a pleasure to do His will as the Lord changes our hearts. It's not going to be, you know, a burden, oh, to keep the commandments of God. If our heart is right with God, if we've been converted by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, we've given that sin nature over to God, then, oh, it's not going to be grievous, difficult to keep His commandments. Oh, Jesus had said, yeah, 14th chapter of the book of John, if you love me, keep my commandments. And oh, yes, there is a very direct need that, you know, we say that we're a Christian, we say we are a believer, a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, then we're going to keep His commandments. And they're not going to be grievous. Isn't that beautiful? That's very clear. And in the 15th chapter of the book of John, Jesus said, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. My, isn't that clear? Praise the Lord. There's that expectation. Yes, that if we are the child of God, if we've been converted by His saving grace, praise the Lord, if we it's been revealed to us who the Lord Jesus is, then we'll also keep His commandments. And they're not going to be grievous. Praise the Lord. And then verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Oh, praise the Lord. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Oh, praise the Lord. Now that's why we're here. On this earth, oh yes, the world is full of trouble. There's a lot of confusion. A lot of things go wrong. Oh my, we never know what a day is going to bring forth. There's trials, there's tests. Oh my, things get all jammed up at times. But praise the Lord knows how to deliver. He knows how to help us. He knows how to heal us. He knows how to save us. Oh my, He knows how to help us no matter what the difficulty is. And praise the Lord, if we can hang on to something very precious, if we can grasp faith, then praise the Lord, we can overcome this world. Oh, the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Oh, faith, so simple as it is. And you know, abstract, you might even say. You know that definition of a faith in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, isn't that something? You know, it's not, you know, a concrete thing. If we, the faith in Jesus Christ is something in our heart. Something in our spiritual being. Oh yes, that we believe with our eyes of faith. In fact, it's so real to us that it becomes a substance of things hoped for, something in our heart that is so real that we can hold on to it and believe in it. And it's evidence of the things not seen. Praise the Lord, the hope that He puts in our hearts, the things that we're striving for, the things that we're reaching out for, these things of faith. Not talking about visible things with the eyes, but things in the heart that we're believing in. Because the Lord put faith within us. And we know without faith, as that sixth verse in this 11th chapter tells us, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, praise the Lord. What a wonderful story. Praise the Lord. But you can't please God if you don't have faith. Oh, yes. Oh, these precious ones that are recorded in this 11th chapter of Hebrews all had faith in common. They were all looking, oh, yes, for things beyond. Oh, yes, they all knew that there was something beyond this world. Oh, something beyond their grasp, that there was a God. Oh, yes, he exists. He is. And not only is he existing, but he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, wow. When it's in our heart, I'm going to find it. I'm searching. I'm looking. I'm aiming. Oh, it's my greatest motive. It's my heart's desire. I'm going to find him, Jesus of Nazareth. Praise the Lord. And I'm looking for that city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God, just as Abraham. Oh, yes, through eyes of faith. Oh, yes, God had called him out of Ur of Chaldea. Oh, yes, he called him and told him to go wherever, oh, he would send him. Oh, yes. My, that must have been a walk of faith. But we too must walk a walk of faith. You know, we don't know what's ahead of us. We live in a very disturbed world. Oh, there's all kinds of possibilities at this very moment. I don't even know if we'll have another service. I don't even know what tomorrow may hold. I don't even know what the night might be like. But praise the Lord, we have faith to believe that we are reaching out our steps. Our steps of faith, we're going towards that city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And as we walk this road of life, we want to walk these steps of faith, every one of them, a step of faith. I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer. And one day we're going to get there. Praise the Lord. One day it's going to be attained. Praise the Lord. Oh, we're looking for that city. Oh, just as all of these precious believers, oh, we're looking, oh, yes, for that which their faith reached out for, that city, oh, which hath foundations, whose ruler and maker is God. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise our Lord Jesus. I want to go to the book of Revelation right now. And in the book of Revelation, we're going to view some of the overcomers. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we're going to overcome with eyes of faith. We've got a goal. We've got a destination. And with his help, we can't do it alone. We can't do it without God. But oh, we know if he's with us, if we're his children, if we've given our lives over to the Lord, if we obey the gospel and keep his commandments, he's going to help us. We're going to get there. Oh, yes, we're going to make it. Praise the Lord through eyes of faith. Oh, praise the Lord. Revelation 12, verse 11 tells us, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Oh, praise the Lord. That's what's deep inside. Oh, yes. Oh, it's the blood of the Lamb, that blood that Jesus Christ shed for us for the remission of sins. Oh, yes, so that we might come to him and be forgiven our sins and our trespasses. Praise the Lord. And oh, yes, that change when he converted us, when he changed us, when we repented of our sins and obeyed the command to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus for the remission of those sins. And yes, oh yes, when he poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost upon us, oh yes, that he might seal us, oh, with his power, oh yes, with his seal. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise our God. And he put that word, oh, within our hearts. Oh, and he gave us that testimony. And that's how we're going to overcome, by telling the world about Jesus. Oh, yes, by sharing that testimony that he put deep in our hearts. And yes, that fervent love for the Lord. They loved not their lives unto the death. Praise the Lord. It's deep inside. I'm going to live for God. Come what may. He's my God. He's my Savior. He's my King. He's the hope of my existence. And oh, what is coming forth, what I believe in, what my trust is in, what my faith is in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Looking here at the 14th chapter of the book of Revelation. Oh, we look here. Let's look into heaven here tonight. It says, verse 1, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Oh, praise the Lord. The redeemed of the Lord, the overcomers. And who are these 144,000? Let's look at the 7th chapter of the book of Revelation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Revelation chapter 7 here. It tells us in the first verse here of chapter 7, Revelation chapter 7. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. Oh, stillness, obviously. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. And let me just explain, this chapter follows the outpouring of six seals. And this is right before the pouring out of the seventh seal. This is right before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if you can see this in the spiritual realm here, here's this angel ascending from the east, it says, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. And he says, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And, oh my, we could just ponder this a little bit. I'm just going to go to Ephesians, the first chapter, read a couple verses here. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 1, verse 13. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And then verse 14 tells us, which is the earnest of our inheritance, unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Praise the Lord. This seal, that seal of the Holy Spirit of promise, the Holy Ghost, in other words, is also the earnest of our inheritance. In other words, it's a down payment. The Lord is coming back, oh, to receive his own, and it will be like the earnest of his inheritance. Oh, you know, it's earnest until is that moment for the redemption of the purchased possession. Praise the Lord. The Lord God Almighty is coming back for His church, His people, the ecclesia, the elect ones of God. Praise the Lord, those for which the earnest has been purchased. Praise the Lord. And yes, there's a seal. Oh, with the Holy Spirit, a promise. Ephesians 4, verse 30. It tells us, Ephesians 4, verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Praise the Lord. There's a seal that God puts upon His people to seal us unto that day of redemption. So here in this seventh chapter of Revelation, we've got the angel with the seal, and you know, there's a matter that has to be taking place. The servants of our God must be sealed in their foreheads. And again, the sequence of this, we have six seals that have already happened in the sixth chapter of the book of Revelation, and while we're going to have the seventh one open in the eighth chapter of Revelation. And so here we have, you know, this angel, it's got to happen. You know, they've all got to be sealed before this final cataclysm, whatever this final judgment is. So these angels are told that they hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Oh my, there's the mark of the beast, isn't there? In the hand or in the forehead. And on the contrary, God's people have a seal put upon them. And then, let's get down to these 144,000, the people of God. It tells us in verse 4, and I heard the number of them which were sealed. And there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Aser were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. You know who these 144,000 are? This is not a literal number, no, and we're going to read that it certainly is not, but it represents the full family of God. Oh, praise the Lord, and yes, they are coming from all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues. Don't believe it? Look at verse 9. It tells us very clearly who these 144,000 are. It says in verse 9, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne in their faces, and worshipped God, saying, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And oh, yes, as all this is going on, it asks here in the 13th verse, and one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto them, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, of course, to John, who was seeing this revealed to him, this great vision that God was showing him. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, praise the Lord, the people of the Lord, who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb and have washed their robes, who have come through great tribulation. Oh, in this world, he shall suffer persecution, Jesus said. But he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Oh, praise the Lord. It's a given. All they that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, Paul wrote. But oh, praise the Lord. What a victory for those that overcome. And oh, yes, here in this seventh chapter of the book of Revelation, oh, we're seeing the overcomers. Oh, and yes, it's explained in verse 14. These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, praise the Lord. We came to the Lord Jesus. We gave him our filthy old garments, our filthy old sin, all those wretched, wicked things that we had done, all those evil thoughts we had thought. We gave it over to him. And praise the Lord, he washed us in his cleansing blood so that we might be cleansed from our sins, so that we might be forgiven our iniquities. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes. And came out of great tribulation. There's been tribulation ever since the early church. Even the prophets knew what tribulation was. Oh, those saints of God, those that have served the Lord, know what tribulation is. It's not a new thing. Oh, it's been ongoing. Oh, believe me, there are many people that have suffered great things for the cause of Christ. And we all know what it's like to have conflicts and trials, tests, scorning, mockery, all kinds of things like that. But praise the Lord, that's just a part of our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, the trials, sickness sometimes, and suffering of various sorts, and things that go so wrong and amok, and we can't always understand what is going on. But praise the Lord, there is a victory that overcometh the world. It's a victory that the Lord puts deep within our hearts. It's a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that it's going to be okay. He's going to take us through. There's an end to this. We're going to see him. It's going to be over one of these days. Amen. And it goes on to tell us here in the 15th verse of Revelation 7. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Oh, the temple, the living God. Oh, praise the Lord. Temple for his people. Praise the Lord. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Oh, praise the Lord. Is that where your heart is tonight? Oh my, this world is full of topsy-turviness, all kinds of troubles and trials and tests and confusion, and oh my, we've probably not seen anything yet compared to what could be coming very shortly. But praise the Lord, there is something, oh, that the Lord put within his people. Oh, yes, he put in our hearts of faith, oh, that knows, Oh, yes, what the outcome is. If we could just keep faithful, we could keep walking with the Lord. We're going to get there. We're going to get home. We're going to be in that place. Oh, yes, we're the Lamb of God. Oh, yes, stands. Oh, yes, he sits upon that throne. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, and we're going to be with Him for all eternity in that place where we'll hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Oh, there'll be no need of the sun nor any heat. Oh, yes, the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Oh, praise the Lord. The 14th chapter of Revelation, just to read a few more verses. Oh, yes, it talks about, oh, yes, this crowd, this number, this 144,000, this multitude of people without number, not a literal number by any means, but it's the people of God, the redeemed people of God, the overcomers. Oh, yes, it have made it. And oh, yes, as it tells us again, the 14th chapter of Revelation, verse 3. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts, which are angels, and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Oh, that song within us, because we're redeemed. And you can't know that song unless you've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, unless you've repented of your sins and given your life over to the Lord and been converted. Praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 4, these are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. And I believe this is talking about spiritual purity. In contrast to spiritual adultery. Oh no, when our life is given over to the Lord, when He is our Master, He is our God, He is the one that we serve, and there is none other. We fear Him. We keep His commandments. We do His will. We walk with Him. Praise the Lord. So that's the description here in verse 4. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. Yes, we're pure. We're undefiled by the world. We've given our hearts to the Lord so that we can walk with Him, so that we can be cleansed of our sins. Praise the Lord Jesus. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And it tells us in the 5th verse, and in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Praise the Lord, there is no guile. In other words, there is no sin in the redeemed of the Lord. That sin has been given over to the Lord Jesus. Oh, that sin isn't going to enter into heaven. You've got to get rid of it. And how do you do it? You do it by repenting of your sins, by giving them over to the Lord Jesus Christ, by admitting that you are a sinner and that you are without hope and that you need Him and that you cannot make it into heaven without Him. Oh, praise the Lord. But praise the Lord, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And praise the Lord, we still have these moments right now where we can repent, where we can bow the knee to God. Oh, yes, and oh, yes. Give Him our hearts. Turn from our wicked willfulness, our sins, all those things that we had committed in the past, those things that we are ashamed of. Yes, because yes, one day, oh, it'll be ever so important. Oh, yes, as this world comes to its close, oh, we want to be those that have followed the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. those that are redeemed from among men. And praise the Lord. God's no respecter of persons. You don't have to be, you know, a certain color or a certain background or, you know, a certain education or whatever, all a certain race, a certain creed. No, we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, acknowledging, oh, that we are a sinner and we need to give our hearts to the Lord. Oh, will you do that tonight? If you've not yet given your heart to the Lord, will you bend your knee tonight to the Lord Jesus and give him your heart? Will you turn it over to him before it's too late? We have a little time right now. We can still do it. Praise the Lord. But oh my, this world is going to end and everything of this world is going to perish. It's only they that do the will of God who will abide forever. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, those lusts. Oh, lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, you know. It's not of God. It's all going to pass away. But they that do the will of God shall abide forever. And praise the Lord, this description. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Oh, praise our Lord Jesus. Well, we can be that way. Oh, yes, we have that wonderful privilege. That's why Jesus came to this world. He came to save sinners. And, you know, without that, we had no hope. But I thank God he made a way so that if we will bend our knee and turn our life over to the Lord, repent of our sins, turn away from them. Amen. Obey the command to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh my, he'll forgive us. He'll wash us clean in his blood. Oh my, so we can stand before him. Oh yes, so we can be those that are robed in white who have overcome. Oh yes. Walk this road with faith. Faith to please God. Amen. And oh yes, how he seals us with that Holy Spirit of promise, that gift of the Holy Ghost. You've not yet received that gift of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, it's for you tonight. Oh yes, all those that the Lord our God shall call. Oh, praise the Lord. If you reach out, claim that promise. Let him fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was really happy. I got a note from my sister in Martinique, and she was telling me that one of her grandsons received the Holy Ghost just recently, and that's of those, that family, those four, those oldest four have all received the Holy Ghost now, and that's beautiful. That's a wonderful report indeed. But oh, praise the Lord has all of this for the children of God. Oh, he came to this world that we might know him. Oh, and the power of his resurrection. Oh, yes, because if that Spirit of the living God dwells in you, he that raised Jesus from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body. Praise the Lord, and we're going to be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. This mortal shall put on immortality. And oh my, we shall forever be at home with the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's, as I get ready to close, let's just go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter again. Oh, yes, and just read it here. Oh, these overcomers by faith. Oh, it says in verse 32 here in Hebrews 11, and what shall I say? And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, Turn to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that without us should not be made perfect. Oh, Jesus came into the world, oh yes, to bring forth that covenant. It is in his blood, oh yes, so that we could be redeemed. Oh yes, we could, with his strength, overcome this world. Praise the Lord. We could be born again of the water and of the Spirit and enter into the kingdom of God. Oh, praise the Lord, we could be overcomers. And praise the Lord, all that faith that he puts in our hearts, that faith that we must never give up, that faith that we have to hold on to, oh, faith, the substance of things, oh, yes, that we hope for, and the evidence of things not seen, oh, praise the Lord, it's not visible to the naked eye, but oh, by faith. In our hearts, we perceive it, we believe it, we embrace it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, praise our God. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Praise the Lord, that faith that pleases God, that faith that does his will. Oh, praise the Lord, that faith that God put in our hearts. Oh, what a blessing. Oh, if we have eyes that can see and ears that can hear and a mind that can comprehend, we are blessed, oh, greatly and richly. And praise the Lord, oh, we are joint heirs together with Christ Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord, do you love him tonight? Oh, are you embracing his promises? Are you standing on his solid foundation? Oh, praise the Lord, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, praise the Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, have your way. Give us that strength to overcome, Lord. I pray, oh, God, that none would perish under the sound of this message. Oh, God, that you'd speak to hearts, oh, Lord, that you'd open up hearts, that you give us strength, oh, Lord, that you give us hope. Oh, God, that you give us faith, oh, Lord, the substance. Oh, of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Praise the Lord. Help us, be with us, grant it to us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, faith that overcometh the world. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your precious, wonderful name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord. Well, tonight we are going to sing a song that we have on sheets. I just need to find those quickly. We have several binders here with different sheets, so hopefully I can find the right one. But the plan is to sing Faith is the Victory. So Let's just find that right now. Okay.
Do you have music for me or?
Just bear with us for one moment. We're almost ready. Praise the Lord. You got the music?
Yep.
All right, otherwise I got it here too. But this will... I guess we'll give a copy to Anna. Faith is the victory. Let's sing this. Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe in veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Oh, a glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is the victory. That overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth and girt about, the earth shall tremble 'neath our tread and echo with our shout. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Be safe out there. Have a wonderful night. Praise the Lord.